Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
And welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today, our special guest is fellow Rotarian, the president of the Philmont Club, Carol Ann Armstrong. Welcome, Carol Ann.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I like your pin.
Thank you. That was a pin that we gave to all of the members on our 50th anniversary.
We have to describe it for radio now.
Well, okay, because it's fancier than the normal pins. It's oval, and it has diamonds in it. It's much more of a girl pin.
You know what they say? Diamonds are a girl's
Absolutely.
Best friend.
Absolutely, and since Rotary was founded by men, and it was a good old boys club until what year? This is trivia.
1987.
When they started inviting women to join. So a lot of the literature, the marketing materials, the pins, all the accoutrements are kind of manly. So when I see something that fetching, it catches my eye.
You said a French word.
I did.
Accoutrement.
Well, that's me. I just throw French phrases around the room.
Our producer, the ever-popular Betty Renner, is saying it was 1988.
And she would be correct.
I hang my head in shame once again.
I wasn't going to correct you on the air. I was going to let it slide.
We want to thank Carol Ann Armstrong for joining us, and thanks, everybody, for listening. It's not time to leave yet. Hi, Carol Ann. How are you?
I'm fine.
And we will let you speak, because I know you're here to help spread the very important message and gestalt of Rotary. So thank you for coming all this
and
way, by the way.
Let's let everybody know, where is the Philmont Club?
Philmont Club is in Columbia County. We're just off the Taconic Parkway, near the Taconic State Park.
And when do you meet?
We meet Wednesday nights at 6:15 at a lovely little Italian restaurant called Gabriel's.
Uh-huh. And Sarah wants to know?
How is the food, Carol Ann?
Out of this world.
Oh, right. I see a road trip in our future, Jonah.
Absolutely.
You're more than welcome any Wednesday
we'll
night.
We'll have to do a remote from there.
You know what? Because I like these
we'll bring Jay for the
after hours
food.
Clubs. Oh, they're yeah. becoming manja, manja, manja.
That's right.
I like these after hours clubs that are becoming more popular in Rotary.
Yeah, because you know why? Because people can't do the 2-hour lunches too much anymore. But anyway, Carol Ann Armstrong. Sarah Ann is, of course, her evil twin sister, but Carol Ann Armstrong, Madam President of the Rotary Club of Philmont, you have a very special event coming up, the September 11th Memorial. Amazingly enough, it is 10 years since the attack on the World Trade Center.
And hard to believe, isn't it?
Tell us a little bit about what Philmont Club's going to be doing about that.
Well, this goes back to 2002 when I happened to ask one of our members if he knew of any service in the area for the first anniversary, and he got back to me and he said, no, there's nothing. So literally within 4 weeks, we put together a program. Was so well received, we did it again on the 5th anniversary, so now we're doing it again on the 10th anniversary. It is a community-based program. We've invited the local fire companies, emergency services, police, clergy to come, and we do it just community people for the residents of the community.
Do you personally know anybody in the Philmont area who had relatives or themselves were in the Trade Center at the time?
I do not. However, last night I was on the phone with a gentleman who's moved to our area. He was in Tower 1.
Oh, my God.
And he is going to speak and tell us his remembrances of the plane hitting getting out.
That cannot be an easy thing to recall.
Right.
I will share with you that a fellow Rotarian in my club, Millbrook, and one of our past presidents, Kate Hurley, was in the World Trade Center.
Is that
a survivor.
Right?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you know that about Kate?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So there really are very few people in this area, meaning this region of the New York metropolitan area, that was not directly connected to somebody involved with the World Trade.
We spent a very nervous day, a full day, trying to track down an Eagle Scout from my scout troop who was working in the financial industry. And his father and mother were besides themselves, and we were just making calls all over the place. And he finally got through to them because what happened was he was in their New Jersey facility, and they lost communications because their communications went somehow through the Trade Center. And he was finally able to get through them, but they were frantic for a
while. Well, my husband was in New York at the time. Was working in New York, yeah. And I had no idea where he was. I mean, he was nowhere in that area, but he was on the island.
Well, as you point out, Sarah,
it was very, very, very difficult day. I was working at another radio station at the time, so we were getting all the stuff over the wire before it was really even on the Today Show on national news. It was difficult for everybody.
Well, my brother is a lawyer with the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. And my parents didn't have the television on.
Right.
And they got a call from him, and he said, Mom, I want you just to know I'm all right. And they went, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But from that day on, for a period of time, they were told to keep their curtains back and to watch and stay away from the windows in the Justice Department,
yeah,
because they didn't know if another
right
attack would be coming in Washington.
I got to tell you one story, which, you know, if you can find any source of amusement from a day of tragedy like that. My son started college at Binghamton University 2 days before. We had dropped him off. And he calls me up. He says, Dad, do you think I'm safe here? We're all very nervous. And I said, son, I don't think the terrorists are interested in Binghamton. I don't even think they can find Binghamton. But our guest is Caroline Armstrong, Madam President of the Rotary Club of Philmont, and they're having a special memorial on September 11th. And what motivated the club to get involved in this?
Well, as I said, we had found out that there was nobody right in the Philmont area. Philmont's a very small village, who was doing anything, and we thought it was appropriate that we remember the people who died. And those were the victims who come to mind, but there are so many people who had to pull their lives back together.
Right.
And the rescue workers and all the people it touched. And I mean, come on, let's face it, there really wasn't anybody it didn't touch.
And as so often happens when there's a gap that needs something in the community, Rotary steps into the breach.
Yes. And we don't do it as Rotary sponsoring it. We merely bill it as coordinated by the Rotary Club of Philmont.
So take us through the entire day that day. What's going to be happening?
Well, the program is at 6:15 at night. And we've asked everyone in the community to fly their flags that day. I don't believe there'll be anything else going on in the village, but we will be handing out flags to all those who attend, little flags, and it's quite something. I stand as the host and get us through the program,
right,
and it's something to look out over these hundreds of people carrying these flags. It really makes you proud. And we line up all of the fire trucks and the firemen all come in uniform, and we have it all laid out who's going to park where. We have the VFW, the American Legion, and I think I said several members of the clergy. And afterwards, and we have our Philmont Community Chorus, which is a volunteer group that I just love. They entertain every year at our Christmas party, and they just are such a sweet group of people. And after we're done, then we all bring cookies and make coffee and lemonade, and we invite the members of the community to stay, because there's something about doing a program like that and then just saying, okay, we're done, go home, that didn't seem right. So we offer this little bit of fellowship for the community to hang around and talk a little bit.
Of course, that's what Rotary is all about, not only service but fellowship as well.
And
you come to Rotary quite naturally, Carol Ann Armstrong. You are a third generation Rotarian, is that correct? Tell us about that.
I am. My grandfather, William Montag, was a charter member of our club. My father, Howard Montag, joined in 1965, and he was an active member up until about 4 years ago when he had to retire because of illness.
Well, let's do the math. That makes him a 50-year member, 40-year member?
Well, no. Unfortunately, he passed away last year.
All right.
But he was a very instrumental part in our club, and his presence is still known there.
And you have, in your club, you have families or husband. And tell us about that, the complexion of your membership.
We do. My husband, Jack, I think he got tired of me dragging him along to Rotary projects, so finally he gave up and joined. The gentleman that I talked to about putting our program together, our 9/11 mm-hmm. program, is actually my uncle. And we have two other husband and wife sets of members. And there was one young lady who came to do a program. She does international adoptions. She never left. She became a member.
That's uh-huh. great.
She brought her mother along. Her mother is now a member. Her mother brought her younger sister along. She's now a member. So we also have probably the only mother-daughters team in the area, and maybe even in Rotary.
Well, Carol Ann Armstrong, let's remind people that they don't have to be related to you or to current members to become members of the Philmont Rotary.
Absolutely.
And tell our
not.
Listening audience quickly again where you meet and when.
We meet Wednesday nights at 6:15 at the Gabriel's Restaurant. It's at the corner of Church and Main Street in Philmont, which is in Columbia County.
And it's got delicious Italian food, and we're going to be there.
Right off the Taconic State Parkway.
That's right.
Easy to find.
You have choice of meals. I mean, it isn't just take what they give you.
How about one of each? Can I get one of each?
You can get one of each.
And, you know, if you're not in the Philmont area but still want to get involved in the fellowship and service of Rotary and the fun, it is fun, folks. Go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown and join us for the fun, the fellowship, and the service. But first now, before you do that, let me remind you that you are in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the gourmand of Italian food, Miss Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest, Carol Ann Armstrong, president of the Philmont Rotary. And Sarah, tell us, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Poughkeepsie Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Manja, manja, manja.
It's Conger Valley Cottage Rotary's annual Italian Festival, Sunday, October 2nd at Conger Station Park.
Little Italy comes to Rockland County. Authentic Italian food, free admission, crafts, specialty vendors, live entertainment, and children's activities.
Lots of easy parking, so save the date. That's Sunday, October 2nd for loads of fun at the ever-popular Italian Festival. Rain date is October 16th. For more information, visit www.congressitalianfestival.com. That's www.congressitalianfestival.com.
At the Rhinebeck Rotary's 21st Annual Golf Classic Tournament on Wednesday, September 28th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Red Hook Golf Club.
Registration fee of $100 per player includes a round of golf with cart, morning snacks, and post-play barbecue, prizes, and awards.
Save the date, Wednesday, September 28th. For more information, call Greg at 845-876-7035. That's 845-876-7035. 876-7035.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
This is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. We are speaking with Carol Ann Armstrong. Oh, I'm sorry, Jonah. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebois.
That's
just
okay. You know
ahead.
What? She is
jumped
the president
ahead.
Of the Philmont Rotary,
she
so she
is?
Outranks me.
Well, she's the big cheese right now.
That's right.
Of Philmont Rotary Club with an amazing, wonderful Rotary family history and Rotary history of yourself, of perfect attendance for many years. Both your father and your grandfather were involved in Rotary. One was a charter member of the Philmont Club. You have your uncle, I believe, is involved in your club. And for how many people are in your club total,
I believe right now we have 18, 20, something like that.
Okay, so it's on the small
it's
to medium
very small club.
But they do an awful lot, as we're about to find out.
But they're very active, yes, very active. So take us through some of your projects or some of your community involvement.
Okay. We, every year, have a golf tournament. We clean 2 miles of highway outside of the town. We have donated to the highway, the Philmont Beautification Committee was putting in a small pocket park. We were responsible for helping them put some trees in that. We have a student of the month. And let me tell you something, if anyone's worried about the youth of this country, don't, because these kids embarrass me every month with their accomplishments. We send at least one and up to four children a year, or students a year to RILA.
Well, explain what RILA is for our listeners.
Certainly. RILA is the Rotary Youth Leadership Award Program. It's held, I believe, in Newburgh?
Yes, it is, at Mount St. Mary's.
It's very hard to describe because it's an entire intense week of teaching these children to have leadership abilities and to have belief in themselves. And I think maybe to, rather than tell you what it is, one of the most amazing things that I have ever seen in Rotary was this young man that we sent. And we always invite them to come afterwards and to tell us about their experience. And this young man stood up and said, "It changed my life."
Many of them say it.
We've interviewed them on the radio, Rotary,
yeah.
And the director who is a parent.
Right.
I think
Lou Turpin, that's how he got involved originally, wasn't it, when his kids started going?
Well, his mother, after he got done speaking, also stood up to thank us for sending him, said that he was, she didn't really like all of the people he was hanging with. They were gone, and she cried in his life, in his high school. His entire outlook on life had changed, and she was in tears. So we automatically, that RILA is not
it's
even a
top
question.
Priority.
It's a
for
top
you.
You know,
priority.
So many great youth programs that Rotary involves itself with, not only the RILA leadership education, but also our exchange program where we send students overseas. Mm-hmm. We have students coming in from overseas.
And may I share that yesterday,
Interact
being the high school level Rotary and Rotaract being the collegiate level of Rotary. Yesterday at my meeting at Rotary, we had our ingoing student and our outgoing student.
Is that right?
Yes. They just came for lunch to drop in, and I was fortunate enough to sit near them and listen.
I'll tell you, Carolyn Armstrong, what you say is so true, because in my day job, when I'm not a radio star,
you mean somebody employs you?
That's right. How about that? You know,
somebody works with you besides me.
That's right. But I deal with a lot of juveniles in distress and juvenile delinquents, and it gets me very down and very depressed until I involve myself with some of these kids who are doing the right thing through Rotary, and it's just, as you say, heartening. So what else is the Philmont Club doing? I mean, for 18 members, you guys do an awful lot.
They're movers and shakers up there in Columbia County.
I didn't get through even my list.
Oh, go right ahead.
It's not necessary to complete it. But we always march in our Memorial Day parade. We have a community day that we don't sponsor, but we always take part in. And this year, we did sponsor the fishing derby that was associated with it. One of the things that I am personally proud of, this is not my first go-round at this president thing.
Are you recycled president, Carolyn?
I've been recycled so much I'm worn out. I was president in 2001, and one of the things that I found that kind of distressing to me was, at the holiday time, every organization adopts a family.
Right.
And goes out and buys gifts and everything for the people
which
for
Christmas. Which is lovely, wonderful to
which
do.
Is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And come January 1, we don't do it again for 11 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do an adopt-a-family program, but we adopt our family for an entire year. We do each one of the children's birthdays. Last night, we collected all of our back-to-school items to send to the family, clothing, school supplies. I even threw in some flip-flops because I don't know a kid who can get by without them. We give them a gift certificate to a grocery store for Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas dinner because I like them to choose what they have for their holiday meals,
that's
not what I think that they
terrific.
Should have.
Yeah.
And we do an Easter collection, one around Valentine's Day, and then the big one at Christmas. But we've helped this family for an entire year.
That's a great inspiration. I think that that's something that that other organizations could embrace if they've already got it on its feet for the holidays, like you say, could expand on it, and a great effort. But one thing that strikes me when you were going through some of the activities and community projects that the Philmont Club is committed to is that when you're a Rotarian, you can participate in your club, which means you're participating in your community and participating in the global community on any level.
Correct.
You can be completely immersed and do a million things, or you can do, pick, you know, we're all very busy people, but you can plug yourself in at any level of commitment, and that's a wonderful thing about Rotary, I believe.
Well, I not only that commitment, but you talked about wonderful people. My husband and I travel, not extensively, but often, and we love making up in Rotary, and we've made some really, really good friends over the years.
Going around, and for our listening audience, what they don't know is once you're a Rotarian, if you're a Rotarian Philmont, and you go to Ireland, you can walk into any club there. If you're visiting, wherever you are in the world, and say, hi, I'm a visiting Rotarian, you are part of a global fellowship.
Yes, I've done makeup meetings in London and Edinburgh and Dublin, and you are always treated like a long-lost cousin.
Yes.
They treat you magnificently. It's great. And we've had visitors at our Red Hook Club from overseas, and you know, even any place around the country. If you miss your own home meeting, you just walk into any Rotary Club, you'll be treated like gold.
And Red Hook's high on that list because often make up at Red Hook.
We're always delighted to see you. And tell us again when your club meets.
Wednesday nights, 6:15 at Gabriel's Restaurant in Philmont.
And all 50,000 of our listeners can be Carol Ann Armstrong's guest for dinner if you'd like to come.
I'm sure Gabriel will be very happy with that. He's a young man who just bought this restaurant.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we have a choice of anywhere from 3 to 6 entrees, salad, to choice of dessert. Service is excellent.
So it's a nice evening out.
Oh, it is a lovely evening out.
And then the knowledge that you are contributing to making the world or somebody's life a better place.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
You know, not for nothing. One of the other side effects of Rotary or side benefits is networking. You're going to be meeting some very interesting people, some of the real leaders in the community, without mentioning names, but just titles. Like, for example, in our club, we have a judge, we have a former town supervisor, we have a lot of people who are very involved in the community. You must have the same thing in Philmont, yes?
We do, yes.
Such as?
Yes.
Give me an example.
You're going to put me on the spot with that question.
Right.
Like I said, the lady who does the international adoptions, we have someone from social services. Every once in a while, our mayor will stop in, although I can't get him to join. So, yes, there are always people. In the past, we've had people from the school district, doctors. But it's a small village, so we take our members
seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You embrace
them. Why don't
you
invite people from the surrounding area and from Philmont to attend your September 11th memorial in the minute we have left? Give us all the details again.
Okay. It'll be a community-based program. We will have members of the clergy there to pray. We will have the VFW and the American Legion there to salute our heroes. We will have many of our in our area, it's all volunteer, fire company, ambulance squad, state and local police. We will have the hazmat team there. And just last night, I spoke with a gentleman who's moved to our area who is a survivor of Tower 1. And he's going to speak, and he said he wouldn't prepare anything, just speak from his heart on what it was like to be in Tower 1 when those planes hit.
And the location?
Carol Ann, what park? You mentioned
it's
a park.
It's the Clovertown Park. It's on Lower Church Street, actually in the hamlet of Mellonville. It's just outside of Philmont, but it is Claverick, Claverack. It's just off of Route 217 in Columbia County.
Right. And our reservation is necessary, just show up.
For you, I'll have a ringside seat.
How about for our listeners?
No reservations. It's an outdoor pavilion. There will be picnic tables there, but we're also asking people to, if they wish, to bring their own lawn chairs. And the one thing that I would like to stress, whether you're going to join us or not, for everyone in this listening area, to fly your flag on Sunday, September 11th.
We certainly
thank you
will.
For the reminder,
and
Carol.
Carol Ann Armstrong, president of the Rotary Club of Philmont, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for the invitation. I've enjoyed it immensely.
It's our pleasure. And tell us, Sarah, who do we have to thank this week for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treeboiser. Thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.